Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tzadik Tes. We're starting Tzadik Ches Umid Beis, the last three lines on the Umid, where the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanon. Now this Braisa is going back on what we learned in the Mishnah. Let's first see the Braisa, and then we'll get back to the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanon. Omar Lehen, the Omru Loi, Oichum and Harishai, Le Omar Lehen, V'loi Omru Loi, Einan achroin ze leze. What is this referring to? So let's go back to the Mishnah, which we learned yesterday, last night. The Mishnah begins, Chabura she'ovet pischa. That's about 10-12 lines from the top of Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Don't worry, we're not going to go through the entire Mishnah. We already did that yesterday. But what happened was you had a Chabura. They had a Karban Pesach. Everything was fine and dandy. We're ready to go and shecht soon the Karban Pesach. And guess what? And the Karban Pesach had gemachta later. Later means that the Karban Pesach ran away. Apparently the lamb got wind of the circumstances, and he went on a lamb, and he ran away. Okay, now we need a Karban Pesach from the Nechabura. So, the Amr Liachot, and the rest, let's assume the Nechabura was, Lemoshel, 20 people. One of them, Yankel Smith, was a person who was a tremendous Bal Kishron. He knows where the Karbonis Pesach usually run to when they're running on a lamb on Erev Pesach. And the Omru Li'echon, they said to Yankel, Tzei ubakesh ushchoit olene. Do us a favor, run, search, and hopefully you'll find the Karban Pesach, and you'll shech that Karban Pesach on our behalf. In other words, count us in. We want to be part of that Karban Pesach like we were until now. We want to continue our allegiance to this Chabur.
Bakesh means to look?
Bakesh means to look, correct. To look and to search. So, Tzei Bakesh Shchoit Olein. V'holach, and he dutifully listened to them. Umatz and Baruch Hashem, he found the Karban Pesach. V'shochet, and he shechted it. And guess what happens? V'heim lokchu v'shochtu. After all, you always have to have a backup plan. What happens if Yankel Smith, the tremendous Bal Kishron, was not able to find the Karban Pesach? So you know what they did? In the meantime, Mashe Batuach Batuach, they took another lamb and they shechted that other lamb. So now what happens was, both he shechted a Karban Pesach on their behalf and they shechted a Karban Pesach on their own behalf. So the Mishnah said, Im Shaloi Nishchat Rishoin, if his was Geshochten first, since he had in mind not only for himself, but also for them, because they asked, Tzei Ubakesh Ushchet Aleinu, so if his was Geshochten first, Hu Oichon Mishaloi, he eats from his Karban Pesach. Veim Oichon Imoi, and they eat together with him, Mishaloi, from that first Karban Pesach. What happens if theirs was geshochten first? In other words, he didn't hear that they had taken a second animal and that they shechted it. He eventually found it. He comes running in at the last moment. Let's shecht it. Baruch Hashem, I found the Karban Pesach. But they had already shechted from before. Hey, moichel mishalehen, they're going to eat from their Karban Pesach. Vu'oichel mishalehen, he will eat from his Karban Pesach. They will not be able to go and eat from his, because they already have their own. And the first one that was geshachten, that's theirs. That's the one that's kiveya, that's their carbon. So they won't eat from his. He, on the other hand, did not ask them to include him on their list. He may not even have known that they're going to have this backup plan to go and shech the carbon pesa. So at least he shechted for himself. This is good. He shechted, they shechted, and shalom Yisrael. However, in many Yiduas, in Nishchat Rishon, what happens if I don't know which one was brought first? Whether his carbon was brought first, or their carbon was brought first. Or they were more or less contemporaneous. I don't know which one came first. So who oichel mishalai? He eats from his. What's the reason why he eats from his? Because they asked him to go and bring the carbon. However, he did not ask them to include him on their carbon. So he only had one carbon. That's the one that he sought, and that he found, and that he shechted. So it makes no difference whether he was number one or number two in the list of the shechita, in the order of the shechitas. He only has rights to that one anyway. So he eats from that one. The Haim and the other Bnei Hachabur, the other 19, Einam Oichlim Imoy, they cannot eat with his Karban Pesach. They cannot eat from their Karban Pesach, because I don't know which one was brought first. If his was brought first, they should be joining him. If theirs was brought first, they should be eating their own Karban Pesach. Since I don't know what the story is, they do not eat with him. Veshalahen, and they cannot eat from theirs. Veshalahen yates le basis reifa, so the one that they shechted has to go to the basis reifa. Uptur milasis pesach sheni, but they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Why not? Because by definition, one of them was their carbon. I don't know, you don't know, they don't know. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kamishmaya galia, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows which one was brought first. Whichever one was first, that was their Karban Pesach. So they were Yotzei, even though they didn't eat from the Karban Pesach, but the eating is not Ma'akev, and therefore it's a kosher Karban. Okay, that's a very simple, straightforward case. Now the Mishnah tells us the reverse case. What's the reverse case? Omar Lehen. He said, I'm going to go look for the Karban Pesach. But fellas, do me a favor. I might not find it. And therefore, im echarti, if I delay and you don't see me, that means that I am unsuccessful in finding the Karban Pesach. You know, do me a favor. Tzu v'shochtu alai. I know you're going to have your backup plan. You have in mind for me. So in this case, it was the exact reverse. In the first case, they asked him, say, Ushchoit Aleinu, have us in mind. And at the same time, backup plan, they shechted a second one. So they figured, Maman of Shech, either we'll be on the first, that's Yankel Smith's carbon, or we're going to be on our carbon, everything will be great. That was the first case. Here's the other way around. Here, he asked them. They had very little confidence in Yankel Smith, either because they didn't find that he was such a great rocket scientist, or they just know that this behemoth has a record of always running away, so you can't rely on anything. So they didn't ask him to go and look, they didn't ask him to go and check. However, he asked them, and he said to them, if I come late, tzu v'shochtu alai, have me in mind for the Karban Pesach. Guess what? He found that first Karban Pesach after all, v'shochet, and he shechted. V'heim lochu v'shochtu. And they as well went and shechted their Karban Pesach. Se'im shalahem nishchet rishon, if theirs came first, hein oichel mishalahem v'u oichel imahem. They eat from their Karban Pesach because they brought it. He eats together with them because he asked them, please have me in mind, and they had him in mind. Shine, so he eats together with them. And if his was Kishochten first, then he's the only one on his carbon, because they didn't ask him Tzei Ushchoit Aleinu. So what happened to Eichel Mishaloi? He eats from his. Theirs was brought number two, right? That's by definition. Imshaloi Nishchat Rishon means theirs was number two. He eats from his. Then Eichel Mishalahan. Also, that's great. The many yadua is a menishchat rishon. What happens if I don't know which one was brought first because they were both brought approximately at the same time? They definitely eat from theirs. Why do they eat from theirs? Because they were not counted on the Karban Pesach of Yankel Smith. They only were counted on their Karban Pesach. So they only have one to deal with. Oichel mishalahen. He cannot go and eat together with them on their Karban Pesach, because maybe his Karban Pesach came first, and therefore he's on Pesach Rishon. He's not on their Pesach Sheni. In other words, he's on his Karban Pesach, he's not on their Karban Pesach. I don't know. So therefore he cannot eat from his, he cannot eat from them. His goes to the basis reifa. Like the previous case. One of them was brought first. Either his was brought first, he is certainly nimna on his Karban Pesach. Or theirs was brought first, and he asked them to have in mind for me. So, benkach benkach, he's covered. Now, the case that we're going to address. What happens if this is a mutual situation where they said to Yankel, have us in mind? Yes, I have you in mind. He asked them, but you should please have me in mind. Yes, they had him in mind. Okay, so now on both Karbonos Pesach, whichever one is brought first, everybody is included because he had them in mind when he shechted his. they had him in mind when they shechted theirs. The only question is, which one was first? Says the Mishnah.
Weren't they always together because they were always
initially.
Yes,
initially.
Initially, they were always a chabura,
and they were chabur together with this behemah, together with this lamb,
and the backup behemah.
That backup behemah was only brought to the scene because the first one went on a lamb. Normally, you don't go and bring two animals to the base of Mishnah. Gotcha. There are certain very interesting people that always bring a korban lachrayis. They always want to be safe. You never know what could happen, so always go and bring a second one.
And potentially, there's going to be one animal that's going to be a lot of meat left because it's
absolutely.
The one that will eventually be disqualified, if one of them is disqualified, will go to Beis HaSreifa. If you have a situation where only one of them is nimna on his carbon, he's going to have a lot to eat that night. So either he has to have a voracious appetite, or some of them is going to become noiser, and then you're going to have to speak with Barry which parasha it is about the halacha, whether the din of kares or not. Good. Anyway, so Omulahen v'omrulai. They asked him, have us in mind. He asked them to have them in mind, and therefore both Karbonis Pesach had everybody in mind. Okay? Oichel kol mishon rishon. Whichever one is brought first, that he will be able to eat, they will be able to eat, amachai. But if I don't know which one was brought first, Shneim yoytzen lebeis hasreifa, both of them go to the beis hasreifa. Why? Because maybe carbon one was brought first, maybe carbon two was brought first. In other words, maybe Yankel Smith's carbon was brought first, and they're all on that carbon. Or maybe their backup carbon was brought first, and therefore Yankel and they are on their carbon. But I don't know. What's the halacha? Both of them go to the basis, right? So they cannot eat from either one, because you can only eat from your carbon. Your carbon is nikba. It is established and set in stone at the time of the first shechita. I don't know which one was the first shechita. So therefore, both of them are yotze. Nobody has to bring a Pesach sheni, but nobody can eat from the Pesach rishon. They both go the beis hasreif. Now that's all a fascinating case when each one said to the other, says the Mishnah, loy omalahem v'loy omrulai, what happens if he didn't tell them? And they didn't tell him. Nobody said anything. There's no carbon pesach. The carbon pesach ran away. Everybody's pulling out their hair. Yankel Smith says to himself, I'm going to go and find it. But he didn't ask them to have him in mind. They didn't ask him to have them in mind. Gunish. He ran for the hills to go and try to find. And they decided to go and bring their own carbon pesach, because after all, the first one is lost. What happens? Einach ron zel hazeh. Each one is now totally independent. If Yankel finds his carbon pesach, great, and he'll shecht it for himself. If he doesn't, he's going to have to find another carbon pesach. He'll rejoin his original chabura, or he'll have to start at his own chabura. He'll have to bring a new carbon pesach. Whatever the situation. And they are not achroy for him. They go and get a new carbon pesach and they shecht. So therefore, if both of them are geshechten, his will be for him, theirs will be for them, and everything is shalom al Yisrael. Zayah zayah get. So what happens as a result? What happens as a result if he didn't say anything to them and they didn't say anything to him? Baruch Hashem, if you will, each one brings their own Karm Pesach and it's a home run. We don't have to worry about problems, which one was first, which one was second, because each one has their own Karm Pesach and everything is dandy. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Back to the Gemara on the bottom. Om Lehem V'Om Rulai. If he asked them, have me in mind, and they said to him, have us in mind. Oichum and Arishayim. Whichever carbon is brought first, that's the one that's going to be for everybody, because everybody was included in Pesach 1 and in Pesach 2. Whichever one is geshachten first, that's going to be the deciding factor. That's my Karm Pesach, that's our Karm Pesach. They'll all eat from the Rishayim, and the second one will go Beis HaSreifa. If he didn't say anything to them, and they didn't say anything to him, and they both brought the Karm Pesach, everybody will have their own independent carbon pesach. He will have his, they will have theirs, and it's wonderful. Says the Gemara Mikan Omru. Based on this fact pattern, the Chachamim said, Yofa shtika l'chachamim kal v'choyma l'tipshim. It's a wonderful thing to be silent. It's wonderful for the Chachamim, and certainly for those people that are tipshim, who are unfortunately not Chachamim. How do I know? Shenemes tocha pasik in Mishlei. The pasik says, "Gam evil machrish," and evil means an imbecile. It means a person who is stupid. Machrish, if he is quiet and he says nothing, chochem yechoshev, they will think that he is smart, because as soon as he opens his mouth, they'll realize that he is a tembel. Therefore, if he is machrish, if he's quiet, oh, yeah, Yankum, smart fellow. How do you know he's smart? He's never said one bad thing yet. Everything, he hasn't said one smart thing either. But since he hasn't said anything stupid, we will assume that he happens to be smart. Now, what is the Mikan Omru? What is this based on? So let's look at the top Rashi. Mikan Omru. Menedover kazeh Omru, because of this type of fact pattern of a Mishnah, they said Yofeshtika. That what? She'ilu Omar, if he asked them, have me in mind. The Omru, and they asked him, have us in mind. Hasheni ein loitakon, which means if they went and brought both karbonos Pesach, he not knowing that they already brought the karbon, they not knowing that he already brought the karbon, I have a suffix, which one is which? The first one that was brought, in other words, not in the case where they were brought simultaneously, they all meet up at night, 6 o'clock, at Maariv, and they said, oh, whatever happened? Don't you, you didn't hear? I found the carbon. Really? When did you shecht it? I shecht it at 3 o'clock. And what did you guys do? Well, we, you know, you were delaying, you didn't come on the scene, so we shechted the carbon at 3:30. So which carbon is first? The one that he shechted on their behalf. Or vice versa. They shechted at 3 and he shechted at 3:30. Since he asked them, and they asked him, whichever one was the first one that was brought, Yotze for everybody. What happens to the second carbon? Ein leitakona, it goes for Sreifa. So because of talking, because of this dibur, they lost one carbon. Loi Omar, v'loi Omru, what happens if he didn't say to them? And they didn't say to him. In other words, there was no communication. After they lost the first carbon Pesach, everybody's pulling out their hair. Yankel ran away to go and find the original lamb. They went and they set aside a brand new one. He shechted his, they shechted theirs. What did we say in the Mishnah? Shneim Reuyin, both of them are wonderful karbonis. Ze oichel mishaloi, heim oichel mishalehem, and shalom ha'yisra. So, Marl Lechoyer making a very convincing case to show that it's better not to say things sometimes. Shtika is better than the Dibur. As a result of the Dibur, we lost the second carbon. The second carbon has to go out the Sreif. However, the first carbon... I'm sorry?
This sounds like the Mishnah in Ketubot. And what see it is to Mishum Alonit. Rabbi Yudam Yachzir Vachim Vichim Lo Yachzir. He said Lacher Rayuli Ladim Hemenu Behit Tobad Ketubata. Amar Rabbi Yudam Omimba Shtikatech Yafalach Vidiburech.
Very nice. So you're telling to another Gemara that also proves that Shtika is better than Dibur at times, like we say in our Gemara, right?
Shkoyach.
I'm sorry? Oh, so now we have Al Pishnaim Ushloish Edim Yochum Dover. Now we have three Rayas. The art scroll in a footnote quotes the Tzlach, where the Tzlach says, is that really true that Shtika is better than Dibur? I can find in all of these cases that Dibur is better than Shtika. Now, what is the case of the Tzlach that he says the Dibur is better than Shtika? I have to try to remember it now. If I don't remember it correctly, it's going to be a case of Shtika, not a case of Dibur. But he says, what happens if you have Haim Omru, the Haim Le Omru, and both of them, he asked them and they asked him. And what happened was, he went out to look for his Karban Pesach and he couldn't find it. They, Baruch Hashem, brought a second Karban Pesach, and they shechted it. Since he asked them to have him in mind, guess what? He will be included in their Karban Pesach, because unfortunately he could not find his Karban Pesach. So the Dibur worked very, very well. What happens, however, if he shtika, if he didn't say anything, and he ran to look for Karban Pesach, and he didn't find it, and he didn't bring the Karban Pesach, and they brought the Karban Pesach, then he loses out because of the fact that he didn't say anything. It would have been much smarter for him to go and say, Rabbi, do me a favor, I'm going to try to find the Karban Pesach, but I might not be successful. Have me in mind. Since he didn't say anything, and he didn't find the Karban Pesach, and they didn't have him in mind for the second Karban Pesach, he's zero. Kareach mikan v'kareach mikan. So that shtika did not help him. Had he asked them, please have me in mind for the Karban Pesach, guess what? he would have been yotze with their Korban Pesach. He can go eat together with them. So that's the Chayra Raya, just the opposite. The Dibur is better than Shtika. That's why Frey, the Tzlach. Chayra Glutakasha.
Yeah. He didn't separate himself out from that. He was part of that Torah.
Right.
That you can ask from the beginning of the Mishnah. That has nothing to do with the Tzlach. Okay. The question you're asking is, which I think is what Reb Daniel was asking already before, since automatically they were all part of that same Chabur initially, why isn't he always part of the Chabur? So once the first Korban Pesach ran away, then Nisparda HaChavila and Nisparda HaChabura. Now everybody's out on their own because there's no Korban Pesach left. It's great that we had all of these beautiful menuyim in gold ink and everybody paid $25, but if there's no behemoth left, now it's all out of here. So now they say, if you find it, we want to reconstitute ourselves and be part of the Korban Pesach. And he says to them, if I don't find it, I want to be together with you, etc. So L'choy, the Gemara gave a good ride that Shtika is better than Dibur. But the Tzlach says, I can go and find your case that Dibur is better than Shtika. Again, what was the case? In the case where he went out to go and find the carbon, they went and brought a second carbon instead. And if he said absolutely nothing, and he didn't find the carbon, he was unsuccessful, he'll be Kareach Mikan, but Kareach Mikan, he won't have had a carbon Pesach. Masha Enkin, if he asked them, please, in case I'm not successful, have me in mind. If they have him in mind, then he'll have a Korban Pesach. So Dibur is better than Shtika. Azo Yifreit, the Tzlach. Says Tzlach, nevertheless, the Gemara is right and my Kasha is wrong. Why is that? Because in my case, where the person was not successful in finding the original Korban Pesach, but he still has a backup plan. What is his backup plan? He'll bring Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, after all, he was an onus. He had originally the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach ran away. He looked and he couldn't find it. And by the time he came back, it was already too late. He's an onus, so at least he had the Pesach Sheni. However, in the case of the two, where Omar Lehen, Lehen Omru Lai, what happens if ultimately Baruch Hashem, he's successful and he finds his Korban Pesach? They go and bring their own Korban Pesach, and then afterwards when they trade and discuss who brought it first, who brought it second, they discover that both of them were brought more or less at the same time, and now they don't know whether his was first or theirs was first. What happens in such a case? Says in our Mishnah, then unfortunately both go lebeis hasreifa, because I don't know which one was brought first. And not only will they not be able to go and eat the Korban Pesach tonight, because both go lebeis hasreifa, they cannot go and bring a Korban Pesach sheni either, because both of them have been yotze. So therefore, we see once again, shtika, by being quiet, is better. Because although this person won't be yotze now, but at least he'll be able to go bring a Pesach Sheni and be able to eat from the Pesach Sheni. Masha'enken, as a result of the Dibur, if both of them are brought, and they're brought more or less contemporaneously, and therefore it's lo yadua, which one comes first, which one comes second, none of them will be able to eat from the Pesach Rishon, none of them will be able to eat from the Pesach Sheni, and therefore Vayta Shtika is better than Dibur.
Is that, but they're considered yotze?
They are yotze, absolutely. Because Kamishmaya Galia Kodesh Baruch Hu knows for sure which one. They don't know. Hashem knows, so they're yotze. Okay, on to the more bite. Shnaim Shinis Arvo Pischeim. We had in our Mishnah two where the Karbonis Pesach got mixed together. Now, what was that case? Let's look back at the end of the Mishnah. This is roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid Beis. See over here? We have Shnaim Shinis Arvo. We have two individuals. We have Reuven that has his carbon. We have Shimon that has his carbon. There are no other menuyim on these lists. Only Reuven and only Shimon. And now Reuven and Shimon's carbonis got mixed together. And we don't know which one is Reuven's carbon and which one is Shimon's carbon. What are we going to go and do? You can't go and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll take this one, you'll take that one. Because if Reuven's, the one that Reuven brings, if it's really Shimon's carbon, Reuven is not a money on that carbon. If Shimon brings Reuven's carbon, he's not a money on Reuven's carbon. So you say, I have a good idea. Let them both withdraw their minoy. Now on the list in the shul, there's going to be zero for him and zero for them. And then we'll start all over again from the beginning. But you can't do that. Because as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, and as we learned already yesterday, you can only withdraw from a carbon and the carbon will remain a kosher carbon if you leave at least one person behind. If, however, everybody withdraws en masse, and in this case, Reuven withdraws from his, and Shimon withdraws from his, then both kabbanis are possible. They can no longer be brought for a Karban Pesach. Why is that? We're going to see Mech Psukim in the Gemara shortly. Ah, so what should they do? So you remember what we said in the Mishnah? Reuven should go and bring somebody else aboard. He should make a big announcement in Shul, Rabbi Yisai, freebie. Anybody wants to join me, he doesn't have to pay a penny. He'll be a money on my card. Levi joins Reuven. Same time, Shimon makes the same announcement. And guess what? Yehuda joins Shimon. So now I have Reuven and Levi in one corner, Shimon and Yehuda in the other corner. Now, how does that answer our issue? So now Reuven calls over to Yehuda, Yehuda being on the other side with Shimon. And he says to him, I am taking one of these two animals. There's at least a 50-50 chance that this was originally my Karban Pesach. And if so, Yehuda, please remove yourself from Shimon's Karban and join me. As a result of joining me, then we'll have a beautiful Karban Pesach and everything will be great. But you're going to tell me, maybe it's not mine. Maybe this is really Shimon and Yehuda's Karban. So therefore, Reuven says to Yehuda, if this is your carbon, because Shimon just brought you on 5 minutes ago, then please, I will withdraw from mine, and I will join you. So, Maman of Shach, this animal now, which either is Reuven's original carbon, or Yehuda's new carbon, because Yehuda joined 5 minutes ago with Shimon, it's either Reuven's, and Reuven says, you join me on my carbon and withdraw from Shimon's carbon. Or if I'm wrong and this is really Shimon's carbon, then it's yours because you're part of Shimon's group. Then please invite me in. I will join you and I will be Moshech. I will go and withdraw myself from the other animal, from the other carbon. So that's what the Mishnah said. Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah on the bottom. Shnayim shenis arvu pischayin. Two, that the psochem got mixed up. Zem moishlu chayachad, vem moishlu chayachad. Each one takes one of the two karbonois, but they don't know if they took theirs or they took the other ones. Zem amana imoy echem neshuk. This one grabs somebody, not chasashom grab, but he goes and adds to his registry someone from the shuk. Reuven takes, for instance, Levi. Zem amana imoy echem neshuk, and Shimon takes Yehuda. Zem bo eitzel zev, zem bo eitzel zev. Each one now, Reuven is going to go over to Yehuda, Shimon is going to go over to Levi, they're going to say, Im shalihu pesach ze, if this Pesach is mine, yodecha meshuchis mishalacha. Reuven says to Yehuda, if this is mine, do me a favor, go and leave Shimon, after all, you only met Shimon 5 minutes ago, leave his Karban Pesach, and join me, nim desal shali. And if this is really your Karban Pesach, because it's really Shimon's and you're part of Shimon's Chabura, you know what? Yodai Mishuchais Mishali, I'm going to remove myself from my original meaning on my Karban, and I'm going to go and join you. So, this is a perfect solution to an otherwise very difficult problem. Zok Dimara. We're up to Tzadik Tesam, but Aleph, fourth line from the top. Leima Masisin Teloik Rabbi Yehuda L'choy. The Mishnah does not stim with Rabbi Yehuda. This sign because we learned in the Brisa. Now we're going to see in this Brisa Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, and both of them agree that you have to have someone remaining on a Karban Pesach. You cannot have everybody on Mas withdraw. At least one has to remain. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is going to be, does it have to be one of the original people? Or even those that subsequently went and signed up on the list? Like we see in the Brisa, the sign. It says in the Pasuk, the mimat habayis miyois miseh. Darshan zingimara. Melamed shmismatin v'holchin. If you want, you can withdraw yourself from the Karban Pesach. Mismatin v'holchin, one after the other. You have 25 people. Number one withdrew, and number five withdrew, and number 10 withdrew. Everybody's withdrawing. You can do that. But one of the original guys has to remain. Now, the word original doesn't appear in the Gemara. I agree with you. But Rashi says we have to learn one of the original guys. Why? Because otherwise there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Yosi. As we'll see immediately. Let's just take a quick look at the Rashi, the third line, the Loike Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Deboi Shehei Echad Memnei Chabura Harishoin Kayim Olav, one of the original founding fathers of this carbon, still has to remain. Those two new guys, Levi and Yehuda, that were just brought on the scene, they're not from the Chabura Rishoina. They weren't there at the time that this behemoth was originally purchased and set up for purposes of the menuyim. That's Reb Yehuda. Let's go on. The Brisa Vayta Reb Yosi Oimer. I agree partially to Reb Yehuda, but not fully. When the Minuyim all want to withdraw, that's fine. But at least one guy has to remain. Even if the guy that remains is the one that was just brought upon 5 minutes ago, but then that's fine. As long as there's somebody. Oh, okay. So now, getting back to our Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? We had the Shnayim Shnesarvu, and they just brought these two new guys aboard. We just brought upon Levi, and we brought on Yehuda. And Reuven says to Yehuda, Yehuda, if this is your carbon, I'm withdrawing from mine. And if this carbon is mine, you're withdrawing from yours, and you're joining me. One second. We're going to have a big problem. The Mishnah cannot stimulate Reb Yehuda. Why? Because if Reuven is in fact withdrawing from his carbon, so who is going to be left on his carbon? Some new guys. Even if it's Shimon, but Shimon wasn't on Reuven's carbon originally. Reuven was the only one on his carbon. If Reuven saying to Yehuda, Mimanavshach, if carbon happens to be mine, fine, I stay on it, and you join me. But just in case, it's not mine, it's your carbon, because you're together with Shimon, and therefore it's your carbon, I'm going to go and join you, and I'm going to go and remove myself, I'm going to withdraw from my original carbon. If he withdraws from his original carbon, that whole carbon falls away. And when Shimon withdraws from his original carbon, it falls away, because that's what Reb Yehuda said. Like Rashi said, one of the founding fathers has to remain, and guess what? We might have a situation where neither of the founding fathers remained, because Reuven withdrew from his, Shimon withdrew from his, we got Tzuris. According to Reb Yosi, it's not a problem, because according to Reb Yosi, as long as somebody is on the carbon, Reuven withdrew from the carbon, but Levi is there, so that's fine. Levi only came on 5 minutes ago, but he's there, that's okay. That's what Reb Yosi says, as long as you don't leave it without any balim whatsoever. But according to Reb Yosi, you have to have the original balim. So the Mishnah doesn't go according to Reb Yehuda. It can go according to Reb Yehuda after all. Why? Keeping the Omer Reb Yehuda. The same Reb Yehuda said about 8 or 9 blad ago. Ein shoychan es pesach al hayochid. You cannot go and check the Karban Pesach for one person alone. Why can you not check the Karban Pesach for one person alone? Because it says in the pasuk, lo yisucha lizboyech es haposach biachad sherecha sher Hashem ulekecha noisen loch. Zok to chavdeim Reb Yehuda. Go and splice the pasuk, stop it in the middle. Lo yisucha lizboyech es haposach biachad. You cannot bring a Karban Pesach with one guy alone. You always have to have a minimum of two. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaseh holds, since Ein Shoychan is a Pesach Aliyochan, Meikarl Imnuye Achrina Bahadei Koi. From the first moment, everybody knew that there's going to be a second person brought aboard to this carbon eventually. Whether it's going to be now, in 5 minutes, in 2 hours, I don't know. But somebody's going to be brought aboard, because if not, we're not going to have a kosher carbon. You have to have two, according to Tribune. So therefore, it's kala oimid liyois kahayadami, like many times you have kala oimid lizroi kezorok dami. So here, kala oimid liyois, we're going to have another money. It's as if he's money already from the beginning. And therefore, ke'echon memnei chabura dami. So even though Levi and Yehuda only brought onto this carbon at the last moment, it's as if they were already brought at the first moment, because it was destined, it was destiny that Levi would be brought, even if there had not been this mass confusion between Reuven's carbon and Shimon's carbon. Reuven had to get somebody aboard, and Shimon had to get somebody aboard. So it's crystal clear from the beginning that there was going to be a second person, so therefore they're deemed to have the status like the Chabura HaRishayim. Now that may sound a little bit, if you will, remote. Amar Ravashi, no, Masisa Namidaik, I'll bring you a raya that this teretz is emes la mita shel teira. Diktoni, go back to one more case that we skipped this morning, but we learned yesterday. V'chein chomesh chaburei shel chamisha chamisha. What's the din? Instead of having only two chaburis, what happens if you had five chaburis of five people each? What's the halach in such a case? Right? We had five separate karbanis Pesach, five separate chaburis of five people each. All the five now started dancing together, and nobody can recognize which carbon belongs to chabura one, and to chabura two, and chabura three, chabura four. What am I going to do? Oy, oy, oy. So you remember we had that what we have to do is we have to reconstitute five brand new chaburis, and each chabur is going to have one from each one of the five original chaburis. We started off with five original chaburis, five people each. We're going to end up again with five chaburis and five people each, but each one of the five will be from one of the original five karbanis. None of them were together as one chabura initially, but rather we're going to have each new chabura is going to be comprised of five separate individuals who were originally on each one of the five original five karbanis Pesach. And what did we say in the Mishnah? Rashi explained it in more detail. Each one of the new five will say to each of the other four, Rabbit, if this is my carbon, it was my carbon all along, I invite you to all go and join with me and all be Moshech Yodeichem, go and remove yourselves from the original carbon Pesach and join me. On the other hand, if it's not my carbon, I want to join one of you on your carbon, and I'm Moshech Yad, and I remove myself from my original carbon. And then the second one of the five says the same thing. If this is my carbon, you're all cordially invited. And if it's not my carbon, I want to join whoever of you is the original carbon. And I'm Moshech Yoda. And then the third one said the same thing, and the fourth one. And all five say that in the first Chabura. So Mamanav Shach, one of them was the original Chabura here. And he invites all the rest, and they're all Moshech Yad. And that happens in the second, the third, and the fourth. Frank Tigmar, why does it say that all five Chaburas have to be Chamisha, Chamisha? We could have a situation, Lamashal, of five chaburis, where four of them had five, and the fifth one only had four people. And because we have to make sure that we are able to go and do this, you know, this new
swapping.
Oh, shkoyach. You know what? Let's go and bring Levi Menashuk and say, Levi, we only have four on this chabura. Please join the chabura. We'll have now five. We'll be able to work it out. Ah. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, that would be a perfect way of doing things. Why not? Yeah, now we all have five. According to Yehuda, that wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Because if we're asking now this new Levi to come in Menashuk and join, and now everybody in the new Chabura where Levi is, they say to him, Levi, if this happens to be your Karbon, then we're going to go and join you, and everybody's going to go meet Moshech Yad from their Karbonois. Guess what? Then we may have a situation of a carbon where none of the original founding fathers was on that carbon. Everybody withdrew. And the only one that was left was Levi. But he wasn't the founding father. He's a new guy on the block. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's fine. Because Rabbi Yossi says, as long as you don't leave this Chabura, this Karb Pesach, without anybody. And I have one guy, I have Levi. It's true, he only joined 5 minutes ago, but he's also a nice, fine, tired, Erlechayid, a wonderful person. He's great. Such a beautiful, he doesn't count. We have to have one of the Chabur Rishayim. Why did the Mishnah then insist on having a case of 5, 5, 5, 5, 5? Why couldn't we say 5, 5, 5, 5, and 4? Is the Harai, because the Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, that you have to have one of the original Chabur. So Omer Ravashi, 5 lines at the bottom. Everything is 5. 5 lines at the bottom. Masis and Nami. Chamisha Chamisha Toy. Masis and Nami Daiki Dikton Vichin Chamisha 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 Chamisha. Shul Chamisha In. Ava Shul Chamisha Vyarbo Loi. Why? La Mishim Dlipayish Chad Memnei Chabura Gabei. The reason is because if you only have 4, we wouldn't be able to do this effective exchanging and swapping, because then one Pesach might only have a newcomer and not one of the original Bnei Chabura. That would not have worked. That the Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, not like we started off. The Mishnah cannot go like Yehuda. Fakir, the Mishnah does go according to Yehuda, and that's why we have 5, 5, 5, 5. What about the other case that we said that Levi or Yehuda just came on the scene. There was only one person before. And a beautiful Shitasai that you always have to have a second person. He had this in mind when he bought the Korban Pesach.
He carved out a space for that second person.
Exactly. He carved out a space. And it's as if he was in B'nai Chabur Rishoyna, since he has to bring him aboard. And we start a brand new perek. This perek is about, yes, ma'am.
By definition, yeah. You're minus somebody. It means a minion, means someone is in place.
Absolutely.
Can this be an imagination? The future person will be in that place. So how does it work over here?
If you have nine people waiting for a minion, Amanda, you have a space coming out to them. So if you have nine people waiting to daven mincha and you're waiting for the ten, then it's not like, oh, this person, there is a space already set up in that minion for that tenth person to finish.
You don't need a person, the fine person. It has to be a space for a person.
Exactly. According to the Gemara's test, that's right. Since Rabbi Yehuda had to bring along somebody, he had to have carved out a space for a second person. So even though he only ultimately designated that second person an hour, a day, a week later, but it's as if he went and designated him the first time, because without him, this wouldn't have been a Karban Pesach. I have to have a minimum of two. Good. Start a new perek. Is in fact, this is a rare case where there's a machloikis. What's the name of the perek? Notice, it says in our Mishnah, Erev Pesachim, and look at the top of the page. It says Arve Pesachim. So which one is it? Is it Erev Pesachim or Arve Pesachim? Now this is not just a joke, Rabbi Isai. This is the top toises. Top toises says Erev Pesachim. Igor sinan Arve Nicha, if you're goyris Arve Pesachim, that's l'chayre better. Because what means Pesachim? That means multiple Pesachs. So if you're talking about Erev Pesach, you wouldn't say the Erev of Pesachim. For instance, Mitchum, this year, another 4 weeks, it'll be Erev Pesach. Well, I say it's Erev Pesachim, that doesn't make sense. Oh, but if you're referring to multiple years, yeah, this year Erev Pesach, and next year it's Arve Pesachim. So it says, Toises, Arve Lechoyer is the better Girsa. For Igor seen an Erev like we have in our Mishnah, what do we do? Hachik Omar, so you have two Pshatim. Either Erev, Shishoichtim Boy Pesachim, it's an Erev Pesach that we're going to go and check. Numerous Karbones Pesach, you're going to shecht and he's going to shecht and this Chabura and that Chabura, so there are going to be many Karbones Pesach, and therefore it's one Erev Pesach, but many Psochim, many Karbones. Inami Erev Pesach Rishon Vesheini. Ah, every single year we have an Erev Pesach of two Psochim, meaning all those that are Tohar and can bring the first Karbon Pesach, that'll be Pesach Rishon, and those that are Nidcha to Pesach Sheini, then they'll bring a Pesach Sheini. So every single year we'll have an Erev Pesach for two Psochim, for the Rishon, for the Sheni. Okay, so whichever way you call the Perek, Erev Psochim, Arvi Psochim, you're 100% right. What does the Mishnah tell us? We have a few halachas in the Mishnah. Halacha number one is, Samach lemincha lo yoichal odam ad shetachshach. We want people to go and eat the matzah at Seder night with tremendous te'ovain, with tremendous desire and craving. And therefore we say, starting from Samach lemincha, don't eat anything further until nightfall. So by the time you eat matzah at 12 o'clock at night, after the manishtana and after all the kashas and all this and that, you'll be hungry, mister. And you're going to eat it with tremendous taifa. And that's, of course, the makor why, not only from Samach Lamincha, but many of us have that minig not to go and eat matzah, shmura matzah, already from Rish Chodesh. Some even have the minig already from Purim not to go and eat matzah.
I don't eat it from the previous Pesach.
Eat it from the Pesach. See, you really have the desire. You really have
matzah. Only shmura matzah?
They say that it only applies to shmura matzah. I don't know. Speak to your competent local rabbinical authority.
My house was any matzah, but...
Fine. I remember as a kid, we didn't eat any matzah starting from Rosh Chodesh. All the matzahs that you bought throughout the year, whether manischewitz or strites or whatever, your rokich or rokeach, you no longer ate anything because it's basically the same time, even though Shmur matzah is different. Okay, whatever. Speak to your rabbi. So, now what is the definition of Samach Lemincha? Samach Lemincha, as we'll see, Mitchem, the Rashi says, that means basically at 3 o'clock. Why? Where did you get 3 o'clock from? There are two minchos that we speak about, or menachos that we speak about in terms of timing every single day. There's something known as mincha gedoyla and something known as mincha ktana. Mincha gedoyla is at 12:30. Why is mincha gedoyla at 12:30? When I say 12:30, we mean choiz manios. For instance, today it's not 12:30, it's 12:39, 12:40, whatever. Then you change the clock and it gets an hour later. Fine, you understand. Anyway, the point is, why 12:30? Because although the real chiva mincha starts at 12:01, but you cannot go and daven at 12:01 because you don't know for sure where the Shemesh is, and therefore even the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought the Talmid Shel Bein Arboim, the very earliest that they ever brought it would be at Sheish V'chetzi, after full 6 hours, and then another half hour. From 12:30 and on, now you know for sure it's Bein Harboim. It's no longer morning, now you know that it's afternoon, and that's when Mincha Gedolah begins. When does Mincha Ketana begin? Mincha Ketana begins at 3:30. Why does it begin at 3:30? So Rashi says, because remember, at the beginning of Perek Tomid Nishchad, it says on a regular, normal day throughout the year, they would go and bring the carbon pay, and that carbon, the carbon tumid, they would bring at Shmona Umechta, Shmona Vachetzi. Shmona Vachetzi means at 2:30. But that's when they originally shechted it. But it took an hour to go and prepare everything, and to eventually go and put the Eivorim onto the Mizbeach. And that was Korib B'tisha Umechta. That already is at 9.5 hours, which means 3:30 in the afternoon. And that's when the Karb Mincha, or the Tomid Shel Bein Arboim, was done. So that's when we would daven Mincha Ketana, at the time that they are going and being makriv on the Mizbeach, the carbon Tomid Shel Bein Arboim. When it says in our Mishnah, Samach L'Mincha L'Yoichal, says Rashi, means half an hour before. By the way, starting from this blot until the end of the Masechta, we have the benefit of Baruch Hashem, not only Rashi, but also the Reshbam. So we have Rashi on top, the Rishbam here, number two. Before Brother Shai leaves, what's the reason why when we daven Mincha in the afternoon, it's called Mincha? Where does the name Mincha come from? The only time we find in the Torah Mincha is you bring the carbon Mincha on the Mizbeach. What does it have to do with davening in the afternoon? Why is that called? It's Keneged Tomid Shel Bein Arboim. So go and call it Bein Arboim. Where does the name Mincha come from?
You bring a Mincha with the Tomid.
Yes.
And that's at the end.
Good. What about in the morning? Do you bring a Karb Mincha in the morning too?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But first you bring the Zevach. Then you bring the Mincha.
And in the afternoon you don't do that?
You bring the Zevach, and then the Mincha you brought in the afternoon is the concluding service.
And what about in the morning? Is the Mincha not the concluding service?
It is, but you're talking about the Mincha of the day, the conclusion of the day.
So why don't you call the morning Mincha and call the afternoon Mincha? I mean, what's the difference? Anyway, the answer that you gave is a nice answer, but I didn't make this question up. This is a Teshuvos. Now, where is this Teshuvos? You go to Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Aleph. It's the last... Turn to Kuf Zayin, see, 107, Kuf Zayin. And you see the last Tosis on the Yom, but that's why I wanted you to stay. Samach l'mincha, zok Tosis. Teima mai kori l'mincha. Deimishim de mincha hoisa kreve bin arboim. Like we just heard authoritatively from Barry. Haligam b'shachar kreve minchas chavita minchas tomit. The same thing. V'yesh lem. B'shachar yesh shem acher tfilis shachars. You're right, we could theoretically have called the davening in the morning mincha, just like we call the davening in the afternoon. But the davening in the morning already has a name, because that's the Tomid Shel Shachar. Shachar and Shachris, that's why we call it Shachris, even though there's a mincha at the end. V'yoit, another reason, the Yomrim B'Perek Kam the Brochus, have Yizor B'Tfilas Mincha, Shaf Eliyahu Loi Nehane Ele B'Tfilas Mincha, V'Shema B'Shas HaKrovas Mincha Nehane. Maybe when Eliyahu was answered was at the time that they brought the Karb Mincha. So every time that we daven Mincha, we say, we're not finished yet, Rabbi. He said, don't turn back. Wait one more second. Every time we're davening Tfilas Mincha, it's an Eis Ratzayin, because that's when Eliyahu HaNabi was listened to on the Har HaKarmel when he made his Tfilah, was during the Mincha. So that's a good reason. But we're not finished yet. Notice at the end of the Tosis, there's a small Samach, which brings to the Masoris HaShas. And he brings from the Avudraham, this is the last Masoris HaShas on the Amid. Look at the upper right, here's the top, see? Masoris HaShas. Here, Samach. Zog Masoris HaShas. Fascinating. Ube Avudraham, Daf Mem Aleph Omedalit, or whatever. Dfus Prag Kosav, Mzehaloshin. Venikris Zoisa Tfilim Mincham, Nesha Bishoa Asiris. The 10th hour. On the first day when Adam Arishon was born, which of course was the sixth day of the creation, but the first day for Adam Rishai, in the hour number 10, which means between 3 and 4, he was Chote. Bezosha Kosef, and it says in the Pasuk that Adam Rishon and Chava that were walking there, Leruach Hayoim, Metargamin, if you look up Targum Lashon, I looked it up last night, yes, it's correct, it says, Lemanach Yoim, when Adam Hatzach Kidrait, Leruach Hayoim, that was Mincha time, Lemanach Yoim, and that's when the Nochash came, and he started seducing Chava, and then Chava convinced Adam, etc., etc. So since he uses that expression, Menach Yoima, between 3 and 4 in the Shoah Asiris, that's how it got the name Mincha. So every day now when you daven Mincha, you can, I'm not saying you have to, but you can have in mind, why am I davening Mincha instead of davening Bein Harboim? I'm doing it because I'm remembering the Karban Mincha that was brought at the conclusion of the Zevach, like Barry was saying, and also because this was the time that Eliyahu HaNavi was Nenon HaRakarmel during the time of Mincha, and because other Barishan sinned, unfortunately, during the time of Mincha, Menach Yoima, and that's the connotation of Mincha that we say every single day. It's good? It's good.
What about the Kohen Gadol brought a Mincha?
He brought every single day, Minchas Chavitim.
Right.
He brought it both in the morning and the afternoon. Right, so. That's Toysis. We didn't focus on every single word, but Toysis talks about that. Go back to the Toysis. Halegam B'Shachar Krevim Minchas Chavitim. That's the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
And so both in the morning and the afternoon.
Right.
Why don't we call it in the morning Mincha? Because in the morning it has a name. Right. It's a Tomit Shul Shachar, so we call it Shachris. Right. In the afternoon we don't have any particular name, so we focus on
Minchas. Two Minchas.
Yes, absolutely. Shkoyim. Okay, so this is fascinating, Rabbi Sam. We have Avi Psachim, see Avi Menachos. Okay, so back to our Mishnah now. And we just finished saying that Samach HaMincha LeYoichel Odom Ad Shetechshem. Mendy, you like that, right, Mendy?
Beautiful.
Okay, how did I find that, Toysis?
Oh,
look at the Samach HaMincha. You see here in the Mishnah it says Aleph Samach HaMincha. Look at the Masorah Zeshas. You see Aleph?
Oh.
I told you, come on, Kov Zayin. So now you think that I saw the Masorah Zeshas. Ah! I saw the art scroll, he brought the Toysis, and afterwards I realized. Okay, anyway, Nishkafkimina. Getting back to the Mishnah. So a half an hour before Karban. So let's look at the first Rishbam. First Rishbam, that's halfway down. See Peter Shabbani Shmuel, Talmud Rashi. Ari Psachim, Samach HaMincha, Zok, the Rishbam. What happens? Mincha Tana, we're talking Mincha Tana. Now, Koidel Mincha Mi'at, what means Samach HaMincha? That means you add a half an hour. Betchilas Sho'o Asiris, at the beginning of the 10th hour. Then now we learned that the Mishnah, Tomet Nishcha B'Shmoyne U'Mechza, V'Kar B'Tisha U'Mechza. Tisha U'Mechza means at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's when they makrib the Zevach and the Minchas Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Nimtz Mincha Ktana is B'Tisha U'Mechza, since Mincha is Kenegin Mincha. Okay, it's now 3:30. V'Samachle, but our Mishnah doesn't say at 3:30. It says Samachle Mincha. How much is Samachle Mincha? Ani Chatzi Shoa Koidim. B'Soif Shoa Tshias, at the end of the 9th hour, Utchilas Shoa Asir, at the beginning of the 10th hour. The 9th hour ends at 3, the 10th hour begins at 3:01. 3:01 is a half an hour before the Mincha Ktana. That's the Samach LeMincha. So when you see in our Mishnah, Erev Psachim, Arvi Psachim, Samach LeMincha, Yoichel Odom Ad Shetechshech, means stop eating at 3 o'clock or 3:01, so you should have Cheshik to eat the matzah at night. You say, why do I always refer to matzah? Why don't I say also the gab the Karam Pesach? But fakir, the Karam Pesach is nechal ala soiva.
You're
supposed to eat something before. You're only supposed to have that as the final dessert, so to speak. Oh, by the time you get to dessert, you've already eaten something, right? By the matzah, that's the first thing that you eat. Fine. Nu halach. We all know the din of Heseba. Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kulonu misubin. The mitzvah of Heseba, Rashi explains, Heseba means that everybody's supposed to have pillows and a mitzvah, mitzvah, a shulchan, to be able to go with their cheres, to go and tell everyone, oh, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, I feel like a king, and you have a royal throne, etc. Fine. Even Oni Shabi Yisrael, who unfortunately does not have a royal life, on Pesach night, he should consider himself to be a king. Finally, everybody has to drink 4 koisos. Even if this person is so poor that he doesn't have enough money for 4 koisos, and he has to go and ask the Tamchoi. Tamchoi are the Gaboi Tzedakah. Please give me 4 Koisos. He has to go and ask from them because it's a mitzvah of Arba Koisos. So much so, says Rashbam.
Tamchoi means a poor person?
Tamchoi means the Gaboi Tzedakah.
Ah.
Just like a soup kitchen, like you say, that if a person has no food, no money, so he has to go to the Gaboi Tzedakah and say from them, please go and give me food I need. Look at this here again. Mm-hmm. The second wide line of the Rashbam. You see? Mm-hmm. Says Rishbam, they have to make sure to go and give. Now what happens if the Tamchui people say, it's a pandemic this year, thousands of people have come, we don't have enough money, sorry, we cannot help you, we don't have any koisis left. Says Rishbam, then he has to go and sell his malbushim. Look at the last Rishbam before the Gemara. Vafilu. See, Vafilu hu mit parneis. Vafilu, you have over here. Vafilu hu mit parneis mit tamchoi shel tzedakah. Tainu oni shibaraniyem nebuch, he's destitute. Did not mesech this pay, mishiesh le mozen shtei sudois le yitom en a tamchoi. If you have at least 2 sudois, you can't take. This guy doesn't have. Vafilu hachi im loy nosnu le gaboi tzedakah. Yim keres malbusha, he should go and sell his jacket, his hat. Or yilvi, he should go borrow. Or yaskar es atzmoi, he should hire himself away as to work for somebody, to be able to get the arbekoisis. What's so important about the arbekoisis? So both Rashi and the Rishbam bring because of the 4 lishoinis shel geula, vohitzeisi, vitzalti, vigaalti, vilakachti, givaldik. You have to have the 4 kais. Okay. Says Imar, we're going to focus now on the first halacha about this samach mincha. My iri arvi psachim, you're telling me erev Pesach that there's a special din of erev Pesach starting from 3 o'clock. Don't eat anymore because we want to have cheshik. And for that reason, must be yom tovim nami. Every erev Shabbos, every erev yom tov, the halacha applies. The Sanya says in the Brisa, lo yoichol odem bi arvi shabbos the yomim tovim min aminchol amala. Don't eat. Kedei sheyikonis leShabbos kishehu taiva. He should have a taiva. He should have a craving. What is he going to have a craving to? Says Rashi, for kiddush, for the suda Shabbos. So this is halacha. It doesn't only apply erev Pesach. Every erev Shabbos, every erev yom tov, the Rabbi Yehuda. Nah, you can go and eat Friday as much as you want. You can eat until 5 minutes before lechtzin, until you go to shul. No problem, you can eat as much as you want. Aha. Okay, so obviously it's a kasha if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kasha if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds it throughout the year. There are no time limitations. You can eat until night. It's Om Rav Huna. Loi tzrich el Rabbi Yossi. Da'am oilich. You can eat every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov until nightfall. Hani mili bar mishem bosses. Me yom toivim. Aber Pesach. Mishem chiyuv the matzah. Matzah. Moider up, moider. Even Rabbi Yossi would be moider. Erev Pesach is special, the only time of the year, self-imposed restriction and limitation from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't eat. Every Erev Shabbos is okay. Now, Papa Omar, no, I feel the same Rebuda. The mission go contribute as well. Why? Because the house of Yavish was even toivim. What did it say in the Brisa? It said, Minamincha ulamala means from 3:30 and on, who the Osir? Because it's Erev Pesach. We give him a half an hour earlier. Samach lemincha, shari. Regularly throughout the year, you can still eat until 3, 3:15, 3:29, until 3:30. You gotta stop at 3 o'clock. Oh, very good. So it's a little bit, a little remote, you would say. So throughout the year it's 3:30, now it's 3 o'clock. But that's the locha. Throughout the year you don't have to have that tremendous taiba, so you can eat until 3:30. Here for matzah, you have to stop at 3 o'clock. So if you're Erev Shabbos, Samach LaMincha, Shari, is that what you're going to tell me? That on a regular Erev Shabbos, according to Yehuda, you can eat until, according, the Gemara is saying that it goes according to Yehuda.
Thank you.
No problem. Pray to Muvatani, let's look at the Braisa. A new Braisa. Lo yoichal odem Erev Shabbos, v'yom toivim, miteisha shois ulemalo. On a regular Erev Shabbos, stop eating at 3 o'clock. Teisha shoyis ulamala. Can they shikonis the Shabbos? Can they toavot? Can they have the taiva? Div Reb Yehuda. Oh, so what does it say here? It says very clearly that even on a regular erev Shabbos, the zman is 3 o'clock, and therefore that's the exact same time as samach lemincha. It's exactly the same. Reb Yosi, the same as before. So bottom line is we have destroyed Rav Papa's teretz, because Rav Papa's teretz was that throughout the year, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can go and eat until 3:30. Erev Pesach he can eat until 3 o'clock. No, this price says that even on every Erev Shabbos you can only eat until 3 o'clock. No 3:30 business. It's always Tisha B'Av Shalom Aleph. So the teretz is going to be like Rav Huna and not like Rav Papa. Who says that this brisa that we just finished learning is accurate? Maybe there is a mistake in the brisa. What mistake? Says the top Rashi. The second brisa should have said, in other words, just add one word. Don't say, and then we have a beautiful teretz that when it comes to Pesach, you can only eat until 3. Every Erev Shabbos, you can eat until 3:30. Oh, if you say that this brice is incorrect, you got a good teretz. It's not true. This brice is emes la mita shel teira. Ano ikloy leperkid Rav Pinchas pareid Rav Ami. I was there at the famous drosha of Rav Pinchas, the Komtana, and one of the Talmidim stood up, the Tani Kamei, and he learned this brisa. He taught the brisa just like we taught it here in the Umbed Beis. Miteisha shoyis ulamala, without this extra word umechza, just teisha shoyis ulamala, and the Kibbul Minei, and everybody said, yeah, it's great. The Rebbe said it's great, the Talmidim said it's great. Nobody was mafakpik on the truth and veracity of this brisa. And therefore, Yehochi Kasha is a shver on Rav Papa, that Rav Papa distinguished between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. El Machmar Tekir Rav Huna, Einachanami, we have to say that the teretz is like Rav Huna, meaning that Rav Huna holds that throughout the year you can eat Ad Shetechshach. However, in Erev Pesach, you got to stop Misamach LeMincha.
And it's not going according to and Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of our Mishnah.
And Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of the Mishnah. And we learn like Rav Huna and not like Rav Papa. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, that throughout the year you can eat Ad Shetechshach, but Erev Pesach you have to wait until Misamach LeMincha. And as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, there's no difference Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Erev Sukkot, Erev Shuas. They all have the same din, that starting Miteisha Shoah Salamala from 3 o'clock, you have to stop eating. Have a wonderful day, but I see Robert has a question. Yes, Robert.
How do we explain Rabbi Yossi that he Erev Shabbos in Erev Yontef he permits eating Ad HaShecho?
Thank you.
We have a mitzvah to eat Shabbos also the meal, and you cannot eat the meal if you eat till this Gazar.
Rabbi Yossi holds Avada, everybody realizes a big mitzvah to go and eat on Friday night. And Rabbi Yossi is not recommending that you should go and eat an 8-course meal on Friday afternoon. He's just saying is the rabbis relied on everybody's intelligence that they know that, I mean, every single day of the week, people eat either 2 or 3 meals. How come there's some people that overindulge themselves when they eat, then afterwards they have a tremendous stomachache? Do you have to have that all the rabbis come out with a kokoire and say, fellas, be intelligent, be smart, don't overeat, because you're going to have a stomachache, and then afterwards you're going to have all types of intestinal problems, you're going to have to go to the doctor. We rely on people's intelligence. So therefore, you know that every Friday night, you want to have a delicious suda where there's going to be kiddush, and there's going to be delicious fish and soup, and delicious meat, 3 different types of meat, and 2 different types of kugel. So an intelligent person knows to minimize eating. They didn't have to legislate, stop eating at 3 or at 4. Use your intelligence. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. We have to make certain guidelines and certain boundaries to be on the safe side, just to keep people within their parameters so that they shouldn't make a mistake and overindulge and stop eating at 3:30. By the way, it doesn't mean that you have to fast after that. It means just don't eat meals. You can eat apsa, kazayis, or this or that, etc. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. Im Yetzir Hashem, as we start.